Thursday nights at 9 o'clock on CBS is a show called The Crazy Ones. It features Robin Williams, his first return to TV, as well as Sarah Michelle Gellar. And then Bob Benson from Mad Men pops up out of nowhere. He's the actor James Walk, and he's actually really great on the show, and he was nice enough to take a few moments and talk to us today. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. What are you up to?
I was just seeing some family off that was visiting in town from Detroit.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you talk to me when there's family there?
I've been with them for 6 days. They're great, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
So you're
and
in
I
L.A.
I want them to think I'm important.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I had to take this radio interview, folks.
Yeah, sorry I can't say bye to you guys. I have a radio interview.
So you're in L.A. and they're in from Detroit for the week, huh?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, they just got in. I was born and raised in Detroit, so my mom and dad came out to visit. We were on hiatus this week, and so I had a break, and it was great to spend time with family.
I should mention James Walk is on the phone right now. The Crazy Ones, Thursday nights at 9 on CBS. And I actually really enjoy this show a lot. And it looks like it's a lot of fun to do, too.
Oh, man. We're having so much fun on it. It's an amazing cast. I feel lucky to go to work every day and work on that show. And we just got picked up for the full season, which is great. So we get to keep working on it. It's Robin Williams' first time back on TV in 30 years.
Yeah. Congratulations on getting picked up. When they put together the show, and do they actually write lines for Robin ever, or is it just, hey, well, he'll get this some way?
No, they write the lines. They're very script specific. They know exactly the lines that they want to write. It's very, we get the scripts as is, and then once we get the take that really nails it, then they'll say, okay, you guys do a take for you, or Robin will say, let me try this, and, you know, it's both improv and sticking to the script. It's kind of a combination of the both of us.
Does it take forever to shoot because of Robin Williams?
No, you know, it actually doesn't. His improv is very tight, you know, so we'll get the take, and then all of a sudden when he wants to do his take, or if one of the other actors asks to try something, you know, it's pretty quick, and everyone's really conscious of the other actors on set. Nothing really runs long. It's a pretty tight machine, I have to say. For the first half of the first season, we kind of are hitting our stride as far as knowing our process and how to get the show made.
Okay, so you guys have, what, 8 in the can right now, and then you've gotten picked up, so does that mean you go back to work and start shooting more soon?
We have like nine in the can. We're on a break right now. Come back and film 3 more, and then we'll have 9 more after that. We'll be shooting until March 2014, which is really exciting.
James Walk is on the phone with us right now. The Crazy Ones is on Thursday nights at 9 on CBS. Now I have to ask, with that shooting schedule, I also know that Mad Men starts shooting it in November. Will you be a part of that?
You are correct. They start shooting in November. I'm not at liberty to say. I mean, they are very tight about their scripts and about the world that is Mad Men. All I can say is that if there is a character to be played, I'd love to be there. But as of now, I don't know anything. They're very tight-lipped about the scripts, as they were last season, even from episode to episode. I didn't really know where the character was going.
Okay, so you can't talk about stuff going forward. Let's talk about going back. Let's talk about the last season. I mean,
yes.
Bob Benson became a phenomenon and took over the internet. I'm sure you didn't know that it was going to blow up like that, but did you know that he was going to be this mystery man kind of as that was all happening? Or is that something after you saw it, you were like, okay, well, this is interesting how he's unfolding?
You know, I had no idea. When I got the script and I first auditioned for the role, I knew that he was a very kind of aw shucks, Jimmy Stewart type guy. I got a vibe for what he was like, but I didn't know where he was coming from or what his background was, and that was really revealed to me as the season went on. So it was interesting as an actor to receive the information in pieces, but it was also a gift because it allowed me to stay really present, and I never kind of tipped my hat as to what was coming because I didn't know.
There's a lot of debate about Bob Benson and things that he did, and especially towards the end of the season. The touch of the knee of Pete Campbell is one that comes up a lot. Do you have any insight into why he would touch Pete's knee at that time? Is it something that, did he think that Pete might be into that, or was it a tactic of a conniving Bob Benson?
I think Pete had a really nice knee. I think he just said, hey, that's a nice knee. I want to touch that knee. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to give anything away. I think it's left up to the audience's interpretation, which is amazing that it was still, you know, debated upon. I hope that they understand and maybe find resolution as to what that answer is. But I think from my opinion, he wanted to connect with Pete. And the motivations behind that, I can't speak to, but he wanted to connect with Pete. In that moment, he wanted to make a connection with him.
As an actor, when you're doing things like that, because that's a very method thing, when you do that, do you give thought to that about why he would do that? Or you just go, well, it's in the script. This is where I touch his knee. I touch his knee. Like, do you run through the thought process of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as an actor, you get that script and you kind of go wild as far as, well, what's going on here? What is the reason behind this? I mean, it's the kind of like the old joke where the actor is always like, what's my motivation? What's my motivation? Or like, you know, the guy that just has to pour the beer, what's my motivation? So you can imagine when you're getting, stage direction in the script that says, you know, Bob touches his knee to Pete's. I was really curious and wanted to know everything about that and what it meant. And so Matt, was gracious and wonderful and had a conversation with me about it. They always made sure that I knew the information I needed to know to play the moment honestly. So
whether you can speak about it or not, did Matthew Weiner actually tell you why he was touching? I didn't know this is silly to have a 5-minute conversation about you touching another actor's knee, but I'm so curious about the background process with him. Does he tell you why that's happening?
Yeah, he does.
And then threatens to kill you if you ever tell anyone why it's happening.
He tells you, and in his left hand he has a shank, and he just places it slightly above your stomach. No, he tells you, absolutely. He, it's important to him. It's his show. He wants everything to come from a real place, so he does. He's very communicative about that. It's a hell of a knee. What can you say?
Yeah. James Walk is on the phone right now. The Crazy Ones is on CBS at 9 o'clock on Thursdays. You got to go soon, but I have to ask you. I was looking through stuff for episodes, and I noticed the episode this week. It says, directed by Fred Savage. Is that the Fred Savage?
Yes, that is the Fred Savage that you're knowing and thinking of. He's now a really successful and wonderful television director.
Yeah, he does a lot of that. Like, he'll go in and just do a couple episodes of a TV series.
Yeah, he'll come in. He's with us for a couple episodes. And, you know, I think he's just a guy that gets it. Obviously, his roots are in television. His roots are in episodic television. And he really gets it. He's great.
Does he still wear a 1969 New York Jets jacket while he's doing it?
No, he doesn't. But, God, wouldn't that be great if he showed up to set wearing that?
Yeah. Just you, Winnie Cooper, and Fred Savage hanging out with Robin Williams. What a weird dream that is. Yeah.
And then Pam
Dauber
stops in just to say hello.
Right. Look, man, I really hope that there's more Bob Benson in your future. I hope that there's a lot of the Crazy Ones in your future, too. It's a fun show, and I really enjoy it, and I'm glad that you're a part of it. And it's a cool, for people that are Mad Men fans, it's a cool different side of you, too, that I think people will enjoy.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I appreciate that, really.
All right, man. Best of luck to you on everything, and hopefully we'll see you in a lot of stuff soon.
Fantastic. All right, great talking with you.
All right, James. Bye.
Bye.